替他们读圣经。
And they want to find someone to read the Bible.
那个时候，这一代都是英国人的天下。
Their time is part of the land.
大家应该讲英文才对。
People from England.
没有啊，经过了七十年。
After 70 years.
这些人还是讲荷兰话。
They still speak Dutch.
所以你不要怪中国人。中国人不错了，但第二代就开始讲英文了。还到第二代、第三代，他们还是讲他们的这个荷兰文。他们把那个牧师请来的什么意思？现在我们还是要讲荷兰文。这个人只会讲荷兰文，但是你来是可以来，是我们把你请来的。不要忘记了，我们是因为我们太忙了，所以总要有人来聚会，总要来读圣经，所以他们是抱着这个心情，所以个个都睡着了，个个他一来就告诉 Fraulein Heisen 你要这样做那样做，他们把教会就像个工厂一样，他们比从前更有钱了，但是比从前睡得更厉害，所以是奇葩。当圣灵把我们弟兄带来的时候，他一点没有讨他们喜欢。
He was not pleased to them.
他一到纽约
When he arrived in New York,
他就住在一个弟兄家里
He lived in the house of a brother, he was a worker.
那么这个弟兄家里的这个什么玻璃窗子很大
And this brother has a big window in his house.
他就讲了一句话就得罪了他
He just said something that offended them.
他是一个为主做工跟随主的人需要这么大的窗户吗
He said that if you're a worker of the Lord, do you need such a big window?
因为他觉得不应该爱世界
Because he thought that you were not supposed to love the world.
所以你就知道那个时候的光景这样的光景
So you see the situation.
每一个人就是根本没有得救。所以刚来的时候，他拨起饼来的时候，他要清楚哪一个人得救才可以领这个饼。他没有多久，他讲了，他有些连牧师都没有得救。
And shortly after he said that some pastors
were offended. 真的把一些牧师都得罪了。
He offended the
pastor. 所以你想想看，这些人本来是有钱把他请来的。
So see that these people were wealthy. They.
所以现在有钱可以把他赶走啊。
Now they have enough money to kick him
out. 如果他不是跟随主的话。
He's not a follower of the Lord.
从一七二零到一七二五年就已经到了尽头了。
From 1720 to 1725,
所以他眼看着他就要被赶走了。
He was about to be cast out.
没有想到。26年、27年的时候，就碰到谁呢？就碰到了 Gilbert Tennant.
He met Gilbert Tennant.
那 Gilbert Tennant 以为我现在是神学院出来的一个神学生。
So Gilbert Tennant thought that I'm a theology student, come from a.
他见到了 Fraulein Heisen 以后。
He met after he met Fraulein Heisen.
他自己讲的。
He said.
他说我简直像个婴孩。
I'm like an infant.
我根本不认识属灵的事。
I don't know what spiritual.
道理我懂。
I know.
拉丁我也会。
I know Latin.
这个人连英文都不会讲。
Person doesn't even know how to speak English.
他一定用 broken 的英文吧。
He used broken English.
但是不管怎么样，
no matter what,
奇怪的很。
Amazing.
结果圣灵就借着属灵孩子就把他点活了。
God really
has
them to
kindle. 点活了以后，他们就忘记自己是长老会。
So after he came alive, he
needed. 也忘记对方是 Dutch Reform. 我不行。
And forgot young persons from Dutch Reform.
两个就根本讲不同的话。
They used different language.
那最后觉得他们应该在一起破冰。
But they thought they should break the bread.
这还是圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy
Spirit. 就像圣经道和那时候工作一样。有的人讲捷克斯拉夫的话。
Some people speak Czech.
有的人讲德文。有的是路德会的，有的是 reform 的，圣灵大大的做工，这不也是一样啊？你看圣灵做工到一个地步，他们在一起
break
谁讲道呢？不是还是讲道？谁祷告呢？Gilbert Tennant 祷告，这个聚会里满了主的同在，弟兄姊妹，这是完完全全圣灵做的。
Actually, the word from the Holy Spirit.
所以在那个时候，他 Gilbert 就把那个火就带回到他父亲那个 Law College 去。
So Gilbert put that fire back to Law College that belonged to his
father. 所以想想看，弟兄姊妹。
So think about it.
因为这个缘故，等到了38年的时候
，until 1738,
George Whitfield 来了。
George Whitfield.
经过了11年
，after 11 years,
要冷的都要冷下去。
It's supposed to be cooled down.
要活着还是要活着。
And the living one supposed to be alive.
现在证明说，在英国，在欧洲有一个大觉醒。
So we know that there's a great awakening in Europe.
在美国也有个大觉醒。
And the same thing here in America.
所以呢，等到 George Whitfield 来的时候，
when George Whitfield came,
时候到了。 最后呢，来一个很大很大的。
So there was a great harvest time.
好，明天呢，我想我们第一站就是，我们先是开车到了Edison休息站休息一下。
Tomorrow the first thing is that we will drive to Edison and take a break.
然后呢，我们就到了这个 Somerville.
And then we'll go to Somerville.
那么最那个地方最早不是个城，不像今天这个城。
The earlier time that place was not like a town.
最早就是拜堂。
Well, originally there was a church. It was a church that Frelinghuysen
said. Now
the church is developing.
We can
arrive there quickly.
But
that time, you know,
he
had to ride the horse to get there. So we have to pay attention to the path. So
roughly
from here to there, it may take 1 hour.
然后从 New Brunswick 到这个 Somerville 要大概两个钟头。
From New Brunswick to Somerville, it may take 2 hours. And we will travel along the ancient path. So after we finish lunch tomorrow, we will have the car to drive along the river.
那么你想想看，就是，后来你看他从 Somerville 到 North Branch 大概45分钟。
So you see, from Somerville to North Brunswick, it takes about 45 minutes.
那是什么也没有。我们弟兄只知道忠心向主。他忠心到一个地步，人家要把他赶走了。
He was faithful to the point that people wanted to kick him.
结果没有想到他们通通活过来。And
they were not afraid that they were all brought to life.
他们本来以为他们只想荷兰话。They
thought that they could only speak Dutch.
为了自己而活着。They
just live for themselves.
明白吗？没有想到是他们点了不熄的火。
Unexpectedly, they kindled the fire.
美国大觉醒是外国人引起的吗？现在问题是，这些外国人属灵不属灵？就英文来说，他们赶不上这些人。他们的英文有的像莎士比亚的英文，讲英文比不上。但是问题在这里，他们到底属灵不属灵？
But are they spiritual?
他们到底爱主不爱主？他们真的为自己而活吗？给他们看见他们所有来的这一代，不是为了自己活着，乃是为着圣灵的工作。我相信主也能够在做国中国的话的里面。
I believe that the Holy Spirit can do the work among the people.
我们来到美国，你要说圣灵一定有他的工作。那为什么你跑到这儿来聚会？这个地方我们知道跟历史有关系。圣灵神工作没有完成。所以如果我们看过这些复兴的，今天圣灵可以做同样的工作。
那个时候，你看见神借着荷兰人把他们叫醒了。那现在也是一样的。我们相信，只要我们真的爱主，你看见圣灵就可以工作。如果我们已死，我们波比有一套的样子，我们讲到有一定的样子，都在传统里面。你也死了，我也死。
我们可以说我们是飞到天边。所以明天呢，我们除了到这里看景点之外，我们也会到上游的地方。这个非常有意思。在美国现在你很少找这个地方可以叫你想到十八世纪的时候。
It's very rare to find a place here in the United States that reminds you of
1860.
You see the lamp post, you think about
it. You can go to a place you cannot see.
You can see the river. You can imagine how our brother traveled by horse from one town to another. He came as a single person.
后来呢，他就有五个儿子。
Later on, he had 5 sons,
2 daughters.
5 sons became preachers.
2 daughters都嫁给传道人。
2 daughters all married to a pastor.
感谢主，
thank you.
那主的确是用了这个家。God
really used them.
好，那么这个是这个我们看到的这个 Raritan River， 这就在这里。
Raritan River.
那么下游就到 Perth Amboy 去。
So when you go to the lower stream, that's Perth Amboy.
所以明天如果主愿意，我们会看到上游、中游跟下游。
So if God willing, tomorrow we can see the upper stream, middle stream, and lower stream.
所以现在大家就知道说，圣灵的火是在沿着这个来烧。
You see that the fire of the Holy Spirit is kindled along the river.
好，下面。
Next picture.
那这个就是我们看到的，到了上游所看到的。
What we see when we go to the upper stream.
好，在下面。
Next picture.
这个就是明天我们吃中饭的时候。
Where we're gonna have lunch tomorrow?
我们在餐馆吃饭。
We will eat in the restaurant.
感谢主，这是刚好我们弟兄姊妹在那里做，在那里开这个餐馆。
Our brothers and sisters own the restaurant.
所以呢，我们可以在那里接受服侍。
So we can be served by them.
那么当然，现在问题是我们是预备给大家一个钟头吃饭。
We only spend 1 hour for lunch.
但你不需要一个钟头。
We don't need 1 hour.
谁如果吃得早的话
，If you finish early,
因为市中心呢就在那个旁边。
Because the center of the city was right around there.
你走两步就知道了。
You will just walk a little bit.
所以你一定会看到法院。
You can see that the courthouse.
然后法院旁边不是礼拜堂吗
？And there is a church next.The
这个礼拜堂啊
you see this church?
就是最早 Freeling Hyson 聚会的地方
It's a church that Freeling Hyson used to meet at the earliest
而且华盛顿也在这里祷告过
George Washington had prayed there too
后来英国人一把火就把它烧了
And then later on the British just burned it
所以现在大家去可以拍拍照
So we can go there and take some pictures
你不要想里面什么样子
Do not imagine to expect to
而且现在已经变成法院的一部分
become a part of the courthouse.
那个陪审团的人呢就等在这个地方。
People who go for jury duty service, they waited there.
所以现在根本进去也没什么好看。我外面拍拍就很清楚了。
But outside is good.
你就知道这个城本来不是个城。
You can see that this was not a city.
所以到了 Freeling Hyson 儿子的时候才有这么个城。
Until the time of Freeling Hyson's son,
then. 那这个城是围绕着这个礼拜堂盖的。
And the town was built around that church.
所以你就可以想到。
So you can imagine.
1727年。1720年，圣灵就带着这个德国的年轻人。
The Holy Spirit brings this young man from
the
Holy
Spirit. 他把一生的奉献给。
He consecrated his whole life.
他以为说他从老远就在这个河谷来走来走，就不会有什么大事发生。
He thought that he would just come and travel back and forth around this valley.
结果神怎么会想到使用他
？But he did not expect God would use him.
所以这个是明天中午。
So this is where we're going to spend time.
再下一个。这是明天上午，如果我们一到，我们到了先去参观这两个地方。
So tomorrow morning when we first arrive, we will visit.
一个叫做 Old Dutch Parsons.
One is called the Old Dutch Parsons.
一个叫做 Wallace House.
One is called Wallace House.
那这个是怎么一回事呢
？What's the house about?
那慢慢的，弗洛林海森慢慢老了。
Freeling Hyson was getting old.
所以他们从Amsterdam 就派他的儿子来继续。
So people from Amsterdam sent his son 7 years to serve.
他的儿子叫 John.
His name of his son is John.
那么这个 John 呢，他刚好在那边读书的。
John was educated there.
在那边结婚。
He married there too.
所以现在说要回去了。
So now he's about to return.
那么结果他们就运一些砖头来。
They sent some bricks here.
所以明天你看的所有红的砖头都是从荷兰运来的。
So when you see the red bricks from this house, it's all from.
所以为什么这个那他们的目的什么呢
What's their purpose?
就是希望能在这个一面可以算是 Parsons 可以意思就是说算是这些牧师们住的地方
On one side they hope this place is a place that the pastor
但是也是你训练年轻的
But it's also a place to train the young people
所以是最早他们是在这里
So they were here
所以后来就有 Rutgers 学校
And later on, they had the Rutgers
University. Rutgers 这个学校是完全在这里策划出来。
Rutgers University.